spring of 2006.
Let's go!
LaRusse's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Hi there, it's Frank O'Pinion. You know, this is a pretty dangerous time of year. And I don't mean drinking too much, eating too much, catching your tree on fire. I mean financially, it's a dangerous time of year. Because a lot of people, they're just not able to control what they spend. And you rack up your credit cards, you max them out, you find yourself making the minimum payment every month. Do not do that. Don't do that. You need cash and you're a homeowner. Here's the advantage you have. It's called equity in your house. You use that equity to borrow money at the low, low interest rates that come along with owning a home and get those credit cards paid off. You'll save hundreds every month by doing that. Now, if you've tried this somewhere, you've gone somewhere for a home equity loan, bill consolidation loan, they've told you, no, I'm sorry, you don't have good enough credit, they turned you down, why don't you give American Equity Mortgage a chance to say yes? Because they're real good at that. And they would love to have that opportunity. Open evenings till 8. And a phone number that everybody knows, 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show, On in the Afternoon, on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunshine. Can you feel a bit of the past? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunshine street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the face. I'm not afraid. This road.
Thank God it's Friday!
Crossroads. If I ever have a sin, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on Sunnyside Street.
The Big 550 KTRS. And we are here doing the last show of 2005.
Expect big things today.
Right? Oh, huge, huge things. Big monster things will happen today. Big monster, huge.
Yeah.
And you know what?
What do we get?
You know what I did today?
What'd you do?
I wrote out some checks, dropped them in the mail, personal property tax, so I could drop off my checks to the man.
No, don't start it again.
You get your crayon and your ruler out and draw your plot plan?
No, I haven't done the plot plan yet. I haven't done that yet. I'm going to have my daughter, Alyssa, do that. She's going to get the crayon out and we're going to draw
a plot
plan.
Who is that mystery voice I just heard?
That is.
That was me.
No.
No.
That was a man.
Somebody else. A man.
Who was that?
That guy.
Me.
Yeah.
It's no mystery. He was here yesterday. We just never really got to talk about his stuff.
His stuff?
No.
That's that voice you hear is Jose Hernandez. And so get ready. Get your computer questions ready. Because we said we were going to do it yesterday, and we just kind of blew right past it and never really did anything. So at 3:30, after the 3:30 break, if you have any computer question at all about Windows, about setting something up, about anything at all that has to do with a computer, Jose is the guy to talk to.
Well, thank you.
And he can help you. He's helped all of us.
Well, and if we don't get any calls, it doesn't mean they're not interested in Jose. It just means we have the absolute smartest listeners on the planet.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they have everything under control.
Could be. But I doubt it.
That's true, Dan. More likely you're right. They don't like me.
No, yeah. So we open the show. Frank may call in later on today because he has another warning about a movie. I talked to him a little while ago.
What movie did his wife make him go
see?
I know what it is.
I can't remember what it was, but he said he's just adamant about staying away from it. But he'll call. He said if he has a chance to later on, he will just call in and fill us in on
maybe. Under the guise of his wife wanting to see it, he saw Brokeback Mountain.
Well, it's better to go with his wife than somebody else.
Yeah, really.
I wonder.
All right. So, as we open the show, like every day, Mr. Burke, the Mr. Burke segment. Does anyone have anything to say?
I sure do.
Oh, Karen's fired up.
I am. I'm about ready to shed my Missouri shirt that I put on today.
Yeah, you might as well just take it off now.
I'm telling you.
The Missouri Rams.
Missouri pants, too.
You know, it's not even the end of the first quarter, and it's 21-0, and it isn't Mizzou with points on the board, folks.
Where are they playing?
South Carolina.
The Gamecocks.
Oh, that's right, the Gamecocks, yeah.
Yeah.
Go Gamecocks.
So, you know, I'm so disappointed right now. I want to see a game. I want to see a good game, like how about last night's game with Oklahoma? Did anybody look at that last night?
No.
No? See, I am in heaven right now. While you guys, you know, love hockey and you love baseball, well, I like those sports, but I love football, especially college football.
I didn't love hockey last night.
Bowl season, and I mean, Keith Jackson called the game last night, guys.
Did he really?
It was great, yes.
With Oklahoma, who was playing?
It was Oklahoma.
USC, right?
And
No. USC plays like Thursday.
I'm drawing a blank. Wait, I have to look at my cheat
sheet. USC plays Texas.
Wait a minute. It was Oregon.
Oh, Oklahoma and Oregon?
Right.
Who won that one?
Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so much fun to hear.
It's Keith the Big 12.
Love it. Yeah, and then Nebraska representing the Big 12 won. And I don't remember. I know Colorado lost. I can't remember what Kansas did. And Missouri isn't doing so well. So I just
they're poised for a comeback, though. That's what they're doing.
Well, that's what I hope with Brad Smith's last game. And then the only other thing I wanted to mention, Whirligig. For those of you that don't know, Merle, my guy, Whirligig, he and I went through Santa's Magical Kingdom last night.
Oh, did you?
And it was a steady stream of cars, very busy, and they will be open through Monday night, January 2nd, in case you haven't had a chance to go or you want to go again.
Oh, that's a great weekend to do that. And it's supposed to be pretty nice this weekend.
Yep.
After all this rain and junk gets out of the way, it's supposed to be fairly nice.
Okay. That's all I have.
I'm surprised you didn't bring up any more. Every time I turn the news on, it's a child abuse case.
I know it, but I'm trying today not to do that. But go Tigers!
Holy cow.
Please.
Wow.
You think they heard you?
One more time.
If they knew. If they knew. That
the wrath. The
wrath of Karen.
Oh, I'd just love to see him win. Anyway, I did it again.
Oh, man.
That guy was right. I've done it more than anybody in the last 2 days.
We have. All right. Does anybody else have anything to say?
I do.
Ian the Peon.
Oh, thank you very much,
Take
Dan.
It, Ian.
Thank you, Karen.
You go, girl.
Do you remember, I guess it was about a month back, that mayor up in British Columbia who was, his plan was to give all the homeless people crack.
Oh,
to do
yes.
all these menial jobs around town. He was going to...
And have them work for crack?
Have them work for crack, and then maybe once they start getting a job and feeling better about themselves, they'll get off the crack. Well, they had the election up there, and he finished fourth out of the five candidates. So,
fourth?
Yes. His plan will not be... not be enacted up there.
Plan for Cracktle.
Apparently there was a flaw. There was crack people don't vote. Is that the problem?
Yeah, maybe all the...
Oh, crack people can't find the polls.
Well, they're not registered. They don't have an address.
They're too high. They can't...
It's a real problem.
They can't find the polls.
And another thing is people might want to check their, anybody who received an iPod over the Christmas and hasn't opened the box yet. They might want to open their box and make sure there's an iPod in there because
really?
Somebody in Honolulu, this 14-year-old girl, she got an iPod and she opened the box and she found raw mystery meat inside. No, no.
Raw mystery meat?
No iPod.
Was the box all sealed?
The box
everything?
Was, she opened the sealed box, and the device was missing, and in its place was a piece of raw meat.
Oh!
You know, that reminds me of a little prank you guys did to me one time.
Oh, that was a good one.
It was a great one. We still laugh about that. One was, day, a listener that. Sent in some sub sandwiches, and yeah. they were each in their own little box.
A styrofoam container, those white styrofoam sort of takeout like containers.
Yeah, I think yeah. so. And yeah. they had a bag of chips with them, and everything was kind of contained, each little yeah, sandwich right. and chips. And we all kind of grabbed, you know, the ones we wanted, and I wasn't hungry at the time, and I set mine
what?
Aside.
Oh,
shocking that it is.
No, no, but you also... You also said you might. I'm going to take some of these home. So you were taking some home for Merle too.
No, I only was taking one home. I had my sandwich with the chips in the box.
I don't remember it.
Sitting right here, like I'm telling you, that's what it was.
I know. I thought
there
you were taking
like
three
no.
boxes. I thought you were taking some home for
no,
Merle.
No, I had one because y'all woofed down the rest of them. I had one sandwich set aside, and I take it home. And actually, my son Gary had just rolled in from work, and I said, "Oh, you know what? You love sub sandwiches. Why don't you have this to eat?" And when he opened the box, I kid you not, inside strategically placed, you guys did a great job. The weight was so commensurate to what had been in there. They had rolled up a whole bunch of, like, towels or rags.
CDs.
Or something.
It was CDs.
Yeah, we put CDs in there.
Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Then this
they
is another
CDs.
Time you did towels
sure
to me.
Did,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, we did towels.
I remember that one. And we, okay. he opened that box and he went, "That's funny, Mom." And I said, "Well, what do you mean?"
Yeah. So we've done it more than once.
Yeah.
I don't remember more than once. The only thing that really bummed us out was that we couldn't go home with you and see
and
you.
Watch the expression
we laughed
on your
so
face.
Hard.
Yeah.
But could you take a picture when you get home?
Yeah. Yeah, but then again, we thought about it, too, and thought, well, maybe we don't want to be around when she opens it and finds no food
it was
in there.
Funny.
Yeah. Maybe to be safe distance. But it turns out there was a former employee who was tampering with the iPods and putting the meat in the boxes. So the girl's going to get, she's going to get, the store's going to give her an iPod when they come to come
was this
to
an
shipment.
An employee of the store or the employee?
I'm guessing the overseas employee.
Or the distribute, or maybe.
Yeah, the iPods.
Wow.
Boy.
Stick some headphones in this.
Yeah. MP meat.
Oh, MP meat.
And this kid in Florida, this 16-year-old.
That's an amazing story.
Going to Iraq?
Yeah, I heard that.
Without his parents' knowledge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His parents are apparently from Iraq.
Yes.
And the family...
They've lived here for 35 years.
Right,
so, yeah.
Right. That's just where his parents were born. And they live in Florida.
Mm.
And the whole family has visas.
And he's born here.
Right.
But he doesn't have a visa,
yes,
does he?
Not anymore. He did.
Oh.
And he had emailed, as I recall, one of his teachers and said, "I really need to travel and see where my parents were born. And I need to see the state of that country right now because I don't think it's very good." And this kid, and I don't even know all the details, winds up in Iraq. And he shows up at an Associated Press bureau office, and the reporter is like, "You're how old?" And so he notifies the American embassy, and the embassy assists in his safe return. And meanwhile, the mom's like, "I can tell you one thing. I'm taking his passport away."
Yeah.
Wait,
just emailed his teacher and said, "I'm going to have to go see this." And then the parents apparently got a copy of it.
The story that I got was the 101st. 101st Airborne were the ones that saw him in a restaurant, right? They saw him. He was trying to read a menu. He doesn't
speak the language.
No, he doesn't speak the language or read the language.
It said he drew a crowd at a Baghdad food stand after using an Arabic phrase book to order his food. And then it says a Kuwaiti cab driver almost punched him in the face when he was making a big deal about the $100 fare for his cab ride.
They drove him. He flew into Kuwait. And then got in a cab and went from Kuwait to Baghdad. First of all, I wouldn't. If I'm a cab driver, I'm not driving from Kuwait to Baghdad. Then he charges him $100.
Right.
And the kid starts arguing about that's too much money. So the cab driver almost punched him in the face.
This kid is really street smart.
Yeah. 16 years old.
I saw a picture of him. He looked a lot older than 16, so I guess that's how he got away with it along the way.
Which, you know, you think, well, Dan and I both have kids about this age. Well, actually, and Amy's 15. She's under a year away from driving. And I've gone through, you know, three sons being this age. And you think, well, you've grounded your kids for coming in past curfew or not letting you know where they are or hanging around the kid that you said, I don't want you to be around with.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever having to ground one of my kids for going to Iraq.
Flying into Kuwait. Yeah.
And how, not so much that she's going to take away his passport, how did he get a plane ticket?
I'll bet you he went online.
He bought a 900, it was 900 bucks.
I'll bet you he went online and did it. He probably swiped one of their credit cards, did it on their credit card, and then put it in his name, and he's probably got a license. He just has to have, you have to have ID.
There's a nice long story here on CNN, though, just explaining his whole trip. But the best part is his name is Ferris Hassan.
Yeah.
Ferris Hassan, day off. And in class, his teacher was taking roll. Hassan.
Yeah. Ferris Hassan.
Yeah.
So. I can't imagine any of my kids at 16 doing something like that.
Oh, no. No, that's a pretty smart kid, don't you think? And he's probably traveled a lot with his family.
And me at 16. When I was 16, I mean, I went to, I think I was 16 or 17, I took a bus ride to Dallas, Texas, because a friend of mine that lived here ended up moving there with his family, and I saved up enough money to get to ride Greyhound bus. Holy cow. Yeah. That was an adventure. I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
And you're like 16 or 17 years old. And my mom was kind of hesitant about it anyway, but I get on the bus and it was just weird. I mean,
I
saw things that I never thought that I would ever see. And I'm sitting on this bus and I'm thinking, wow, this is weird. And you're all by yourself and there's no DVD. Portable DVDs to take on with you, so you're just sitting there twiddling your thumbs, and this guy sits down by this lady, and they're just sitting there talking. They're like across from mm-hmm. across the aisle from me, and all of a sudden he just starts mauling her. I mean, just over kissing her, and they're pretty much almost doing it. But they had just met.
Oh.
They had just met on the bus.
Makes a ride a little better.
It was. I'm sitting there watching that.
Watch it, and then he looks up and says, "Why don't you take a picture?"
What is going on?
Light a cigarette.
I'm next. Yeah. And then the buses always say, "I was going to Greenville, Texas, which is right, a suburb of Dallas, outside of Dallas." And I got on. They pulled over, and I had to change buses. And I just looked around, and I didn't ask anybody. I was afraid to ask anybody. I get on the bus that says Greenville, and it was going to Greenville, Illinois.
Going the way you just came?
Well, yeah, but I get on this bus, but before it took off, I decided to get up and ask someone.
Oh, where is this bus going?
I said, is this going to Greenville, Texas? I just want to make sure. Oh, no, you're going to Greenville, Illinois. That's the bus you want for Greenville, Texas.
Idiot.
I'm like, oh.
What are the chances, though, because those are not large communities, that they'd have the same town.
Two buses.
It's the same bus stop and two different buses. That's
I know.
Goofy.
I know. It was very weird and very confusing, but it was really, really scary for me, that bus ride.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
good. Fun but scary. No, that's
fun
all
but
good.
Scary,
I'm
yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Anybody else have anything to say?
No.
Trevor?
No.
Jose?
I have something.
Jose Hernandez!
Hey. All right.
The companies that do telemarketing, I got home last night and played the answering machine. And the first message on the machine is call this 1-800 number, we're not a telemarketer. Okay. If you don't tell me who you are, I'm not calling you.
Especially with an 800 number.
With an 800 number. Second of all, figure out what time it is in the zone you're calling, because you're likely to get hold of me if it's a non-work hour.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
But did you hear about that one telemarketer that saved that 85-year-old guy's life?
No.
No.
Yeah. I had the story yesterday. I don't. But the telemarketer called the guy, and he was hurt somehow. He got outside, and he hurt his leg or something, so a telemarketer ended up saving this guy.
So really?
They're not. Yeah, I guess they're not all bad.
No.
I guess they're not.
I don't know, but they're on the no-call list for me. Well,
he saved his life and sold him some chia pets.
Yeah.
So he sold him some stuff.
What about you? You got anything for the birth segment?
No, you know what? I just have one thing, but it's a question that I have that would cause some phone calls, and I don't want to.
No, this is
something totally
different. Yard work.
Totally different than
car repair.
Car repair.
No.
Carpet replacement.
No.
We need new advertisers for 06.
No. Well, yeah, we do that now. No, but I want to wait. Before I do that and do the, I'll bring that question up if we don't get any phone calls for Jose. No pressure. Oh,
go ahead, Dan. Say it now.
So 969, if you don't like Jose.
Right. call and ask Dan a question. That's
call
right.
And ask, yeah.
That's right.
969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. If you have any computer questions at all, if you got a new computer for Christmas, if you're having problems with the one that you have now, any computer questions at all that you have, now is the time to call, and we'll take those calls for Jose Hernandez right after this on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's what satisfied customers are saying about the winter sale, now on at Men's Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I really got a wonderful, wonderful buy. I saved over $1,100.
Hey, George. My husband, Don, said, let's go. He heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in. And we got more than we ever would have bargained for at any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale, with savings of up to 50% on select styles, from corporate to casual.
The only way to beat a Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
Open New Year's Day. 8 St. Louis area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Can Bob Schultz warm me up?
You bet he can. Bob Schultz has the area's largest showroom, and it's full of brand new Harleys. You know the name, Bob. Bob Schultz. New Harleys and sexy leather.
I'm feeling good about Bob Schultz.
Bob Schultz Harley Davidson, authorized dealer for Harley Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Sea-Doo. I-70 and Cave Springs exit in St. Charles. The Harley Experts. Visit the world's best motorcycle show held every day at Bob Schultz Motorcycle Supermarket. Bob Schultz, authorized dealer for Harley-Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Sea-Doo. Right now, Bob Schultz has new, hard-to-find Harleys with easy financing. Bob Schultz will put you on a sexy new Harley-Davidson. Then you'll be...
Bob Schultz, you're a hottie.
You know the name, Bob. Bob Schultz Motorcycle Supermarket, St. Charles, the Harley Experts.
After 25 years of bringing the finest names in traditional home furnishings and accessories at the best prices from their original location, Jim and Linda Schubert are ready to close their store to renovate. Everything must go, down to the bare walls, in order to start and complete the renovation. Schubert Design Furniture will close for the month of June. This is a true Schubert Design Furniture sale. No out-of-town liquidators with inferior merchandise were brought in for this sale. Additional discounts at point of sale on the already marked down prices on Schubert Design Furniture names like Hickory Chair, Century, Stanley, Cheryl, Pennsylvania House. Everything must go. In-stock merchandise, floor samples, many items one of a kind. Going on now. Shop early for the best selection and savings on the furniture and accessories you want. Schubert Design Furniture, 161 Gatewood in Manchester. Call 636-394-2220 or 1-800-234-2321. Schubert Design Furniture. It's the year-end pre-owned holiday sale event at Jim Lynch Toyota, and it's going on now. Are you looking for a pre-owned vehicle that's just like new? At Jim Lynch Toyota, they have a huge selection of nearly new cars. So, no matter what kind of pre-owned vehicle you're looking for, chances are Jim Lynch Toyota has it. Whether you need basic transportation, a sporty ride, the comfort of a luxury car, or something for the whole family, you'll find what you're looking for at Lynch Toyota Pre-Owned. Every vehicle at Lynch Toyota is thoroughly inspected, and only the best of the best will
have a Lynch name applied as their stamp of approval.
Jim Lynch Toyota gives you a better pre-owned buying experience by being considerate of your time and working with you in a straightforward manner.
No pressure.
They'll answer all of your questions and make the process simple and easy. Don't miss this opportunity to save
now
during the Jim Lynch Toyota pre-owned year-end holiday sale event going on now. Jim Lynch Toyota pre-owned, I-270 in North Lindbergh, where lower costs mean bigger savings.
You know, I guess you never know when the Verizon Super Pages will come in handy. Let's say, for example, that your water heater bursts. Wham! Your house is flooded, your dog's clinging to your floating couch, and you, my dear friend, you are up the creek. So you fish around for your Verizon Super Pages, but America's best yellow pages are anchored somewhere at the bottom of Lake Living Room. You think about surfing over to superpages.com, but then you think about water and electricity and death. And just before you decide to throw in the towels and go belly up, you see your cell phone on the kitchen island. You swim over, look up Super Pages on the go, and before you can say SOS, a super plumber, a super carpet cleaner, and a super dog groomer are on their way. You see, when you have Verizon Super Pages, you have everything you need right by your side. No other yellow pages get you out of hot water faster. Now, go dry off your dog. Verizon, we never stop working for you.
The brand new Country Club Express Car Wash in St. Peter's is now open. Our fourth and newest location is on Mid Rivers Mall Drive at Highway 94, right across from Deerberg's and Target. This new Country Club Express location has the most modern exterior touchless car wash equipment in the entire St. Louis area. That means a cleaner car wash in less time. From start to finish, your car is cleaned with sophisticated computer-controlled equipment that gets your car clean from top to bottom. And after your car is thoroughly cleaned, it's dried with our exclusive heated forced air system that removes all the water from your vehicle. The new Country Club Express Car Wash location in St. Peter's also has an on-the-run convenience store, as well as mobile gasoline. Check out our fourth and newest location, the Country Club Express Car Wash on Mid Rivers Mall Drive at Highway 94 in St. Peter's.
Country Club Car Wash, we've got the magic touch.
338 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic for you. Westbound 70 at the Blanchette Bridge. That earlier accident's been cleared, but traffic is jammed back to McKelvey. Southbound 55 between 270 and Butler Hill. An incident involving a tractor trailer on fire. Three right lanes remain blocked. The jam extends to Rivas Barracks. Westbound on 40 between Hampton and Hanley. Slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between 170 and Laclede Station. Slow traffic. Southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Traffic really starting to slow now. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Road crews were out. The left lane closed on the Missouri end of the bridge. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
Hi, it's Frank. I have a very tough assignment, and here's why it's tough. We have a new advertiser. They sought us out. I tried the product. I loved it. I loved it so much that I said, you bet I'll sell this for you. They don't really need me, but I'm glad to be a part of the Kansas City Steak Company. This is the largest food product sold, largest number of sales of any food product on QVC. 2 million QVC customers. They do $53 million in sales a year. And this mostly is repeat business to people who've tried it and say, ooh, you know what? From now on, I'm going to have, on a regular basis, steaks and seafood sent to my house from the Kansas City Steak Company. You like ribeye? You like strip steak? You like filet? What do you want? You get a beautiful catalog they'll send you with your first shipment. Best thing to do is go to their website. All right? This is a family-owned company, and they specialize in perfectly aged, corn-fed, western Kansas beef. This is the highest quality beef. I'm not kidding when I tell you that they deliver this stuff to my house. I put it on the grill. I have never had a better steak. And I'm not a big fan of most of these companies that send food to your house. Try this. See what I'm talking about. Go to their website, KansasCitySteaks.com. That's KansasCitySteaks.com. Try it and let me know what you think. Tell me if this isn't about the best beef that you have ever tasted. KansasCitySteaks.com.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Word.
I like it.
Word. Uh-huh. What does that mean, word, when they say that?
I don't know.
Or word up.
Word up. Word to you. Uh-huh. Big 550 KTRS. We're back, and I guess we have a traffic bulletin. Is that right, Trevor?
Yeah, Jeff McCullough is on the line there.
Hello, Jeff McCullough.
Hey, gang. How you doing?
What's cooking, Daddy-O?
I just wanted to talk to Frank.
Oh, hang on a second.
Hey, Frank? Frank?
No, he left.
He's on it.
He left already.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I need to give you guys a traffic bulletin. I was coming across Papa Street.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Coming across Papa Street Bridge, and there was a huge piece of plastic. It was either plastic or a piece of signage that was leaning up against the railing on the eastbound far right lane on Papa Street Bridge. It was kind of, you know, cars were swerving out of the way, so I thought I'd pass it along because I didn't hear it in the traffic report.
Oh, man, good.
Karen missed that.
I did miss that, Jeff. Good thing you're out there.
That's why I'm here. This is Jeff McCullough reporting for the Big 550 KTRS traffic.
All right, beautiful. Nice job, Jeff.
Thanks for the help, Jeff.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. Jeff. Bye-bye. All right, if you have any computer questions, our resident computer guy, IT man, Jose Hernandez is here.
Yeah, and that stuff's not cheap.
No, it's
call,
not.
Call an IT person trying to get some help over the phone, right?
This is also like Stump the Geek.
And he does not have a very strong Indian accent.
No, he doesn't.
Thank you. I didn't think I had an Indian accent at all.
He's working on that.
And he has his laptop open right in front of him, too.
Tools so ready to go.
Oh, yeah, he's ready to roll. So we'll just hit the phones, 969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS.
Matt's up first.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
Hi, guys. AM and PM.
Hallelujah.
I had a question for Jose, the computer whiz.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, bless you, Matt.
Okay, it's a two-part question for you, Jose.
Okay.
The first one is about the latest story in the news where the NSA inadvertently, quote-unquote, put cookies that track all of the visitors' usage until the year 2035?
Yes.
Could they legally, inadvertently have done that without really knowing that they did it?
Yes.
And then the second part is, what's the best free program to remove that cookie?
To remove that cookie?
Or spyware?
Are you concerned about the man?
Yeah.
The man
spying an eye on you.
Yes, exactly.
All that cookie does is highlight the fact that you were there, and if you visited any portion of their website previously, it'll highlight those that you've been there.
Okay.
It doesn't track your name or address or city, state, zip, or any of that kind of information.
Whew.
What are you worried about,
and
Matt?
Hey, Matt, this is really stupid, Karen, about computers, so I'm going to ask a related question very quickly, okay?
Sure.
What is a cookie?
I knew you were going to ask that. I know, too.
Because I don't remember. I really don't remember.
Your internet browser stores small files related to websites that you visit, and the information contained within that file has browsing history in it. So when you go to the KTRS website and you select personalities or, you know, show me what shows are on, and you drill down and follow several pages, all that cookie does is remember you've been there. So the next time you come there, it shows you that you've been here before.
Hmm. Boring.
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
boring?
Ooh.
That's computer stuff.
But thank you for explaining it.
You're welcome. As far as getting rid of spyware, there are three pieces of software that we use. You can get two of them from download.com. The first one is AdAware, and it's version 1.6. It's free for personal use.
Okay.
The other one is SpyBot version 1.4. And if you will go to Google and put Microsoft Anti and search for Microsoft Anti Spyware, they have a new beta version that's pretty good as well.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Matt.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
You guys have a great night.
You
bye.
Too. You
bye
too. Bye. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too, Karen.
Thank
bye.
You.
Hey, very nice.
Keith. Keith's up nice.
Hello, Keith.
Hello. Hi, gang.
Hey, Keith.
Thank you.
I'm AM and a PM.
Hallelujah.
I have a question for Jose.
Okay.
Go ahead, Keith.
I have a, or I don't have, she won't let me on it. My wife has a Gateway Media Center.
Okay.
I bought her this, not this past Christmas, the one before that. couple of days ago, she tried to bring the computer up, and she shuts it down at night. She tried to bring it up, and it was going very slowly. And then once the screen came up, it had this little box in the middle of the screen that just stayed there. Nothing was there. If you moved the mouse over to it, you know, you got the little hourglass like it was trying to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try to open up anything, try to go online, it won't let you do anything.
Does she run an antivirus program of some kind?
Yes, and that's not working either now.
What I would recommend do is boot it into safe mode, which is when you power it up, press the F8 key.
F8?
Mm-hmm. And it'll give you a list of options available for starting up, and one of them is in safe mode. Safe mode loads only the minimal operating system components needed to run the PC. It doesn't load any spare or extra stuff.
Uh-huh.
Once it's loaded, then I'd run the antivirus or pick up any of the anti-spywares and see if those will clean it up. But it sounds like she's either got a virus or some fairly nasty spyware installed.
Mm. Okay. What was that spyware you were talking about? I'm sorry.
One of them is called Adware, and it's available from download.com. The second one's called SpyBot.
Okay.
And then Microsoft Anti-Spyware.
Okay. I know she has Adware, and that won't work either.
Yep. Try booting it in safe mode using F8 and see if it happens there.
Well, thank you, computer genius. I'll try that.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye, Keith.
Dan, are you paying these people? Is the check cleared, apparently?
Yeah, check's cleared. That's it. Yeah. You know what? Those are good questions, though, Vic. I didn't know about the
what
F8.
What the hell are you talking about?
I didn't know that the F8, where you turn your computer, you turn your computer completely off,
yes.
Right? And then when you go to turn your computer on,
mm-hmm.
Do you hit F8?
As it's booting up, press F8.
While it's turning on, do you push it numerous times or just once?
Just once.
Okay,
if
just once.
If you push it numerous times, it'll give you a keyboard error.
Okay, so you just push it once, and then it goes into safe mode, mm-hmm. And then does your screen come up, your lap or your desktop come up? And you
it will
see?
Come up eventually, but it comes up in a different...
It looks different?
It'll look a lot. It'll tell you in the corners that you're in safe mode on your screen.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then you can do different things like that.
Different
okay.
maintenance items. For
oh, there. Cool. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's neat. I didn't know that. I'm going to try that with mine.
No, you don't want to try it just for the heck of it. You just, if it's
can
not
you
working.
Try it, can you try it just for the heck of it?
Yeah, sure. Can.
To see? Yeah,
sure.
Okay. All right.
All right. John's up next.
Hello, John.
Hi. I've got a question for Jose, too.
Yes, sir.
Hi, John.
I've got a Gateway PC, and it gets a virus or spyware, I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I get it cleaned up, take it out, you know, haul it out to CompUSA, and they clean it up, and within 2 days, it's right back in the same place it was. I run Adware, I run SpyBot, and it won't clean it up, and what I'm wondering, if I would get rid of it and get an Apple, would I have less trouble with it?
Sure. You probably won't do as many of the same things as you do now. I don't know what you do with your PC.
I surf the web is the only thing I do with it.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. Not as many viruses are available. Yeah.
You can still get those sites on Apple
computer. Yeah.
Telling he's got a dirty mind.
Yeah, he does.
I think he knows.
Yeah.
you'll certainly have less of those kinds of problems with Apples. Apples have their own set of viruses and problems.
Really?
Oh, do they?
Sure.
Mm.
Are they as hard to get rid of as they are on a PC?
I don't know. I don't deal much with Apples.
What about if you just got a new computer? How old is the computer?
2000.
What, do you run an antivirus?
Yeah.
Which one?
Microsoft.
I don't know that Microsoft has an antivirus program. Usually it's a Norton antivirus or a McAfee.
No, I have Norton, but I don't run it.
Norton.
The reason I don't run it, a friend of mine told me when he was trying to help me on it, he said that this interferes with something. You can obviously tell I don't know much about computers.
You know what? I bet you he's talking about a firewall or something. Does Norton?
Norton has firewall and internet firewalls. Security functions. They also have an antivirus.
Okay, well, I've got that, and it used to be on it, but it's not anymore. But I had all kinds of trouble when I was running it, too.
What operating system do you run on your Gateway?
XP.
Do you download all the latest updates?
Do I have what?
Download all of the updates?
Yes.
Okay. That would you can certainly change to a Mac. My recommendation would be to find an antivirus software you like and use that because it's going to be a little cheaper than buying a new Mac or a new PC.
Yeah, and plus this computer's 5 years old, so that's pretty old for a desktop, right?
Right.
That's pretty outdated.
Okay.
Just go buy yourself a new one.
All right, thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
Throw it in the bathtub.
You're welcome, John.
Bye.
Bye.
There, yeah, we helped him out.
Yeah,
we
sure did.
Told him to go buy a new computer.
Hey, okay. Chris is up next.
Hello, Chris.
Hi. I just got some questions about wireless networking.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, so I'm back from college, and my parents are sick of me running an Ethernet cord through the house into my room.
Yes.
So we invested in a wireless router, finally, and also a wireless receiver that runs USB.
You have a wireless access point attached to it as well?
I'm sorry?
The router, you're using a wireless router for your DSL, is that correct?
Yeah, for a cable.
Okay. Is it an 802B or an 802G or
it's
a combo?
It's an 802.11G.
11G.
Combo, it's a Linksys.
Okay.
Linksys 54G.
Yes.
Okay, but we've got that, and then the main PC is running a hard wire connection.
Yes.
Okay. So then I had it running wireless, so my computer in my room just has picked up the wireless connection.
Yes.
Works fine for about a week and a half, no problems. Then it starts kicking me off. I'll be on it for like, exactly. I'll be on it for like, I don't know, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
It'll like, the connection will like isolate. Like, it'll think it's still connected, but it won't do anything.
Okay.
Then it'll just kick me off.
All right.
So then I go to view wireless networks, and it says, no networks are available. And it's weird, because usually we pick up mine at full signal strength, and also like two or three of my neighbors at low. So I don't know why. I'll keep refreshing and refreshing and refreshing it, and then finally it'll come up with my network again. I'll try and get on, and if it doesn't, just tell me that there's no networks available now. It'll kick me off again in like 10 seconds. So I eventually just gave up and ran the cord through the house again, and now I'm not having any problems.
Well, Chris, maybe you should just pack up and go back to school early.
I am planning on doing that come the second. I will be gone again.
Or buy a new computer.
Yeah.
That would always be my advice.
Every answer, buy a new computer.
I think what Karen's trying to tell you is go back now.
No,
I'll wait for the second.
Better, trust me.
Do you use any encryption on the access point?
At first I didn't, but I went in, I logged into the router with the IP address. And I enabled the encryption, enabled WP,
yes.
And password protection, sorry.
Right.
And didn't help. I thought maybe that would, but it didn't. But I've run it both ways, and it's the same.
Hmm. So. That's strange. It should work. I think the go home now or buy a new computer would be the best recommendation we have.
Yeah, I even called Linksys' tech support.
Yes.
And talk to the people in Pakistan.
Yes.
And they really couldn't help me much.
Oh, so. The ones in... Oh, my God.
They don't understand.
That's exactly... You don't understand them either.
Hello, thank you for calling back to Parambasam Parama.
What?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
The other recommendation I would have for you is instead of getting a wireless access point that also talks to the DSL, is to just get a point of presence, one of the 54GXs.
Okay.
And connect it hardwired to the back of the router.
Right.
So then you only have to deal with the access point itself, not the connectivity through the DSL modem.
Okay.
Yes, yes, hot dog. Yes, sir, no, sir, maybe. Okay.
All right. Then,
thank you, Chris.
Okay, we'll try that.
Happy New Thanks, Year, Chris.
Yeah, you too.
Hi, right, Chris.
Hi.
And I think we squeezed one more in here. Jeff.
Crap, I have a headache. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
We got about
first-time caller, long-time listener.
Good. We've got about a minute here.
Okay. What's the difference between these processors, Celeron, Athlon, Sempron, Pentium? You know, I know there's a cost difference, but what, from a functionality standpoint, what's the difference?
Pentium and Celeron are Intel-based. Athlon and Sempron. Sempron is designed to compete with the Celeron from Intel, and Athlon is designed to compete with the Pentium Pros.
Which one's best?
It depends on how much money you want to spend. Intel holds the market for being the first ones to market with chips. AMD followed behind them and did some reverse engineering. They do things a little different, but they work very well.
What?
But I mean, as far as home use for a home computer, I mean.
Home use computer, do any graphics, any CAD work, any heavy graphic use?
No, just games.
Just games. So that would be your graphic card. You do real well with an AMD.
Okay.
One of the new 3700 chips.
Hey, great show. You might even be able to replace Frank.
No.
Thanks.
A little thingy.
Not there, is he?
No,
you're safe. Yeah.
Hey, happy New Year.
You heard from him otherwise.
Oh, hey, Jeff.
We'll call him about
Happy New Year.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Hi,
Karen.
Right.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Oh, that's sick. Okay, we have to take a break. I guess that's the end of computer talk right now, or Stump the Geek.
Yeah.
But we'll have Outdoors Ned next hour on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. You know, there's living a full life. Then there's living life by the truckload. The Ridgeline is the Honda truck, new for 06, and is at Meyer Honda now. Typical of Honda, high-tech real-world readiness, the Ridgeline is oh-so comfortable and safe to passengers, and a heavy-duty monster for cargo and towing. Load your ATV in the truck bed or lock your mountain bike up on the inside. Tow 5,000 pounds in confidence. And because trucking shouldn't mean treating people like cargo, the audio system of your choice has 6 darn powerful speakers. You can get a power sliding rear window, a moonroof, 8-way power heated seats, and a voice recognition navigation system. And there's even a trunk that is so cool. If all this may be a bit more than you'd expect from a pickup truck, get used to it. It's a truck, and it's a Honda. The Ridgeline at Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. 618-622-0588.
What's going on over there?
This Sunday, the heart-stopping hit series 24 comes to A&E.
How do we know this?
Because they said so.
Unofficially?
No, it's official. 24 is on A&E.
Well, what does that mean?
It means you can watch 24 on A&E.
I'm sorry, that's not good enough.
Okay. Watch 24 Sunday nights at 7, 6 Central.
There's nothing I can do about it, right?
Nothing but watch on
A&E.
There you go.
I'm on my way there now.
I'm concerned about my son Jesse's height. He's small for a 15-year-old.
Have you tried Height Max?
What's that?
Height Max is a new height-enhancing supplement that helps 12 to 25-year-olds maximize their growth potential. It's a patented blend of vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, and you don't need a prescription.
How do I order Height Max?
Call them direct at 1-877-GROW-TALL. There is a 30-day risk-free offer going on now.
Ah, that's easy. 1-877-GROW-TALL.
Or buy it on the web at heightmax.com.
Order today and grow taller with Height Max. Height Max is a subsidiary of Sun Health Nutrition Technology.
All right, in case you missed this story the other day, I'm going to tell it again. I'm at a counter. Actually, I was out of town. One night, I had to stay in a hotel, and the guy behind the counter where you check in, he hands me the room card, and he sneezes on it. And he's got such a bad cold that, you know, I thought, oh, my goodness, I don't want to touch this room card. But I had to because I had to get in the room. And as soon as we got in the room, my wife said, thank goodness I brought Germex, and she did. I didn't even want to take the time to take the paper off that little tiny nickel-sized bar of soap they give you in the room. We hit the Germex quick because I don't want that guy's cold. It's that time of year. The season is here. You're going to start to notice a lot of people sneezing, a lot of colds. Don't get their germs on your hands because experts will tell you that's how this stuff travels, hand to hand. Germex. It's easy to pick up, it's not expensive, and it's at Walmart, Deer Burks, and Target. And if you shop somewhere and they don't have it, but they have that other stuff that wants to be Germex, ask them why not. Why don't you have the real deal? Germex. Ask for it by name. And pick up that great soap, that stuff I love we have at home, too. It's liquid in the bottle, but when you pump it, it comes out foam. I love that stuff. Germex. Please ask for it by name.
Hi, this is Paul Warner, and every Saturday morning, Claiming Real Estate brings you the Big 550 Yard Sale. So if you want to buy it, you want to sell it, tune in Saturday mornings from 7 until 9 for the Claiming Real Estate Yard Sale here on the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Joan Bennett. Surfed up big time along the California coast in advance of another winter storm. This one a double whammy. ABC's Alex Stone with us live from Sonoma County. Alex?
Joan, the first round is expected tonight and then a second round on Sunday. A lot of rain, and now there are major concerns about flooding in towns along the Russian River here in Sonoma County. Kathy DiRigo is a postal carrier.
When I get off work today, I may just go to Walmart, and on the way home, I may not be able to get home.
At home, she'd even put a canoe on her roof in case it becomes her only way out of town. Forecasters say serious flooding could begin here overnight and tomorrow. Joan?
ABC's Alex Stone, live from Sonoma County, California. Texas authorities hoping the images of charred homes will make an impression on anyone still planning to use fireworks this New Year's Eve in West Texas. 200 homes are gone in Texas and Oklahoma after this week's grass fires. Justice Department investigating the leak of classified information about President Bush's secret domestic spying program. The story first showed up in the New York Times, and Richard Stamp with the Washington Legal Foundation says the Times cried foul over the outing of CIA operative Valerie Plame, so...
Certainly hope that the New York Times would adhere to its same advice when it comes to a leak that was given to the New York Times.
And Faris Hassan's excellent adventure about to end. His distraught mother in Fort Lauderdale says she'll hug him when he gets off the plane from Iraq. The 16-year-old took off 3 weeks ago without telling his parents, who are Iraqi-born but who've lived in this country for 35 years. Faris said he wanted to see him for himself, how regular Iraqis were coping. ABC News Mideast consultant Fawaz Jurgis says it's a lucky kid.
He could be kidnapped. He could be harassed. He could be killed.
You're listening to ABC News.
I love sledding, but I'm so cold.
Let's go to my house for Ovaltine Hot.
All right, Ovaltine Hot, come on.
The kids will be back soon. Let's make them rich chocolate Ovaltine Hot.
Great idea.
Dave's mom's making creamy, chocolatey Ovaltine Hot. Yeah!
Oh, Ovaltine's made with milk. Yeah, so Ovaltine tastes creamy, and it's full of vitamins and minerals. Swiss Miss and Nestle Hot Cocoa aren't.
Mom, we're here. Who wants Ovaltine Hot?
Me!
Let's make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-400-9144. That's 1-800-400-9144. 1-800-400-9144.
It is 4:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. The head of the New Life Evangelistic Center in St. Louis says he has never seen so many homeless men, women, and children.
Many of them are veterans. I'm amazed at the number of veterans that are homeless and out on the streets of our community at the present time. Vietnam War veterans. We've had veterans from World War II, the Korean War, and we're going to start seeing more veterans in war in Iraq.
Reverend Larry Rice tells KTRS News New Life Shelter on Locust averages about 285 homeless people each night. Rice inviting reporters to join him tomorrow night to see how many St. Louisans will spend their New Year's homeless. Only a small percentage of Missouri veterans are actually receiving the benefits they're entitled to.
The executive director of the State Veterans Commission says thousands of Missouri veterans and their widows aren't getting the pension and disability benefits they could be getting. He thinks there are 650 to 700,000 Missouri veterans and dependents eligible, and less than 10% draw benefits. It's frustrating.
It seems hard sometimes when I know that over past years, others in the position I'm in have made efforts to do outreach, to reach them.
He says some learn they're not eligible for them, but never check back, although the law changes and their situations change. Bob Pretty, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.
Some recommendations from Missouri's Military Preparedness and Enhancement Commission will be proposed in January in legislation by Warrensburg State Representative David Pierce.
To basically make Missouri a more military-friendly state, things that aren't necessarily that difficult or that expensive, but just certain areas that we think will make Missouri more military-friendly.
Pierce's district includes Whiteman Air Force Base near Knobnostor. He says he's trying to lay the groundwork for the next BRAC commission. No one's been arrested yet in the severe beating of a 7-month-old O'Fallon, Missouri girl. The infant found unresponsive on Christmas Eve morning. She is in critical condition today. Detectives have been questioning her 16-year-old mother and her 19-year-old boyfriend, who is not the baby's father. A former girls' volleyball coach is accused of having sex with two underage girls from his team.
Investigators say the incidents involving 22-year-old Michael Gersey of High Ridge took place earlier this year at homes in Ladue and South St. Louis County and at a Fenton motel. The girls were 15 and 16 at the time and played for the St. Charles Explosion, a team Gersey used to coach. A grand jury charged Gersey with 8 counts of statutory rape and 3 counts of statutory sodomy. He faces arraignment next month. Trish Moyko, KTRS News.
With one weekend left in the year, 78 more people have died in traffic accidents on Missouri's roads than last year. It's a 7% increase from 2004, but it's hardly a spike, according to the Highway Patrol. This year so far, 1,208 people have died on the state's roadways. That's the exact number that died in 2002. The Simmons Cooper Market Report, the Dow ends the day down 67. NASDAQ was down 12 and the S&P down 6 points. Our market report is brought to you by John Simmons and Jeff Cooper of the law firm Simmons Cooper LLC. Go to SimmonsCooper.com. News Channel 5 meteorologist Mike Roberts, Weather Plus forecast for tonight. Cloudy skies, are low down to 34, and tomorrow partly cloudy in a high of 44. It's high clouds, 42 degrees at 4:06. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
And at 4:06, here's a check on traffic for you. Westbound 70 at the Blanchett Bridge. Earlier accidents been cleared up. Traffic is still jammed back to 270, though. On westbound 70 between 370 and Mid Rivers Mall Drive, and earlier accidents cleared. Southbound 55 between 270 and Butler Hill. An incident involving a tractor trailer on fire. Three right lane block jam. Now still back to Rivas Barracks. Northbound 270 at Dorset Road, an accident. The right lane blocked. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between 170 and Laclede Station, traffic beginning to thin. Traffic sponsored by Carrie Lotion. Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes dry skin. It'll leave your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Carrie today. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
Announcing the Subaru All-Wheel Deal. Because a great deal alone can't help get you through rough weather. But the Subaru Outback Special Edition and Forester Premium Package with 2,000 total savings and road-gripping all-wheel drive can. A great deal alone can't help keep you safe. But the Subaru Outback and Forester with the highest government crash test ratings can. Hurry in for the Subaru Outback Special Edition or Forester Premium Package with 2,000 total savings. Now even your money has more traction. Visit Subaru.com to find your local dealer. But hurry, you must take delivery by January 3rd, 2006.
Visit your St. Louis area Subaru dealer today.
Savings based on 1,000 customer cash and 1,000 package savings. Customer cash may not be combined with any other incentives. Package savings based on MSRP of individual options priced separately. Government star ratings are part of the NHTSA new car assessment program. 06 EPA estimates, 22 City 28 Highway for Forester 2.5X Premium Package and 22 City 28 Highway for Outback 2.5i Special Edition. Actual mileage may vary.
I'm Adam Bold of the Mutual Fund Store. Like many people, I put off cleaning out my closets until they're too full of clutter to hold anything else. I'm often surprised by some of the items I find. An old jacket that's gone out of style. An old wall hanging that was probably never in style. And a golf video that was going to change my game. Or might have if I'd actually watched it. Would you experience the same reaction if you cleaned out your investment portfolio? You'd probably find a trendy fund that somebody at work recommended. Or an annuity that made your broker a big fat commission but doesn't fit your investment plan anymore. Mutual funds are not buy and forget investments. The market changes, your needs change, and even the funds themselves can change managers or investment styles. At the Mutual Fund Store, we monitor your funds every day so there aren't any surprises. I can make room in my closet by having a garage sale or giving items to charity, but what do you do if your portfolio is full of clutter? Call one of my trusted advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Every car maker is offering end-of-the-year savings. So where's the best deal on the best deal? Stop by any Moore dealership this week and find the car you want at the price you want with more savings, more selection, and more service. Now through the end of the year, you'll get the best cars at the absolute best prices and a whole lot more, including more time to shop. Because every night this week, we're open till 9 and open till 5 on New Year's Eve. But hurry, when the year ends, so does the savings at every Moore location. More Cadillac Pontiac, more Kia Mitsubishi, more Jeep Nissan, and more Jaguar Aston Martin. All on Manchester between 270 and Clarkson. Need more reasons? Moore has more than 300 pre-owned cars. Price to sell now while supplies last. That's more Cadillac Pontiac, more Kia Mitsubishi, more Jeep Nissan, and more Jaguar Aston Martin. More Automotive. Our name is our promise. MooreAutoGroup.com.
There's a place in St. Louis where you can find all the games you love to play and the hottest promotions around.
like the Wish It, Win It $300,000 Scratch and Win game. Wish big at Harris and you could win big. Use your Total Rewards card to get a free scratch card every Sunday and Wednesday at Harris North Kansas City, Council Bluffs, or St. Louis. Your scratch card gets you three chances to win and win big. If you didn't score the grand weekly prize, you can enter in our grand prize drawing with a chance at all three, each valued at over $5,000. If you wish it, you can win it with Wish It, Win It at Harris. Win your share of $300,000 in cash and prizes, only at Harris.
To stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF. Must be 21 or older to gamble or to obtain Total Rewards card. See Total Rewards for complete details. Maximum of $100,000 in prizes per property.
It's the last few days to visit the Smithsonian's The American Presidency. It closes January the 8th at the Missouri History Museum in Forest Park. Call 314-746-4599 for special admission offer.
Jake Naughton for Bomarito Cadillac. 0% financing on all new Escalades up to 72 months. Bomarito Cadillac, I-70 in Cave Springs and St. Peters, where price sells Cadillac.
Coming in the spring of 2006,
Let's go.
LaRusse's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Big 550 KTRS. Some of these songs.
So 80s.
Take me back.
Me too.
To KWK.
No, KHTR.
KHTR. KHTR and KWK were going head to head.
And we beat your butt every time.
You didn't.
Yes, we did.
Settle down. We had different corners. Come on, fighting.
We had a guy on the air. Remember this guy, 7 to midnight. Rock and roll kid, Brian Bridgman. Hey, how you doing?
Brian Bridgman was over with us for a little while, too.
I know. He left KWK and went to KCR, but he called himself Rock and roll kid. How you doing? What's going on? He started off in radio. I remember he was 18 or 19.
I know. He was very good.
And he jumped in like that, and he talked like this all the time. Hey, how you doing, Jack? Okay, what's going on here? It's like, holy cow.
And do you remember the KHTR hit video show that we
too.
Had?
Oh,
do you remember
yeah.
that? Oh, some yeah. people listening remember that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's
so
a lot of,
goofy.
A lot of people listening will remember that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's nuts. So we were supposed to have John Hadley in here that was going to talk about something going on with the Blues. And Jim Huer walked in the studio just a moment ago and said...
He's on his way.
He's on his way. He'll be here in a minute.
Yeah, what do you know? He's late.
Yeah.
So, he must have stopped at the snack machine.
The Waffle House.
he stopped at the snack machine on his way to the Waffle House.
He walks pretty slow. Maybe that's it.
We have Outdoors Ned waiting in the wings.
Oh, and I remembered the question. We had a caller earlier in the week that wanted us to ask him a question.
Outdoors Ned?
Yeah, and I'm ready
oh,
for that.
Oh, well, hang on here. Hey, Ned.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing?
Hey.
We haven't played your music yet, so this is not the official Outdoors Ned segment.
Okay, I take back that part about, hey, everybody. Now.
Okay.
yeah, save that for later.
But we were waiting for John Hadley to come in.
That may be a while.
Here he is.
He just squeezed the door.
He's sauntering in.
Take your time, John.
He's just finishing up that pie I brought in last week.
Oh, little pie. Little pie. He can't hear. How you doing there, John? What's going on?
Stand by, Ned.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, my Lord.
What'd you say? What did you just say?
John Barry White.
Hi, Ned.
Hey. How you doing, John?
See, if you had headphones on, you would
have been able to hear him.
How are you doing?
You don't have any headphones. Oh, you man.
Right. This is embarrassing.
Take it, come on.
Let's just get to the update here. What do you got for us?
All right, John, what do you got?
Doing very good, Ned. Thank you.
you still can't hear him. So this is, you don't say what you were doing.
The St. Louis Blues are very close to adding a legitimate offensive key to the lineup. Vladimir Orzag, a player who averaged about 16-17 goals a season in his last 3 years in the NHL with Nashville, has decided to come back from Sweden. The Phoenix Coyotes actually signed him, but during the waiver clearing process, the Blues claimed him. He will be the Blues' property if they can work out, the NHL can work out and clear him from his contractual commitment in Sweden. He clearly would be a terrific addition to the Blues. I mean, he can, especially in this new world, he can add some legit immediate offensive punch, and it's just a matter of time. I think the Blues will wind up with him. Probably should come down today, and obviously you stay tuned to the Frank Opinion Show, as well as a big sports show tonight from 6:30 to 9. We'll keep you abreast of the situation. Back to you, Ned.
Hey, hang on, John. You said this guy's Russian. What's his name?
Vladimir Orzak.
Vladimir Orzak.
Yeah, I think he's a Czech.
Okay. Oh, he's a Czech.
Yeah.
But he's around that neck of the woods.
Yeah, Czech.
I like Czechs, man.
Kazakh Czech.
Thank you.
Are the Blues looking at any other? Because the Russians are really good in this style of hockey. Are the Russians looking? Or are the Blues looking at getting? There's a Russian out there, Alexei Wakhmyov.
Right.
He's really good.
Feisty, slippery little critter on the ice.
Yeah. He is. He's very good.
He packs a punch, too, doesn't
he? Yeah. Oh, no question.
He's hard to get a hold of.
He'll stand up for his team.
Yeah.
I wish he were a canceled check.
Oh, Ned. Okay. I was just wondering. There's a couple other Russians out there, too. There's Igor beat me off, and then Alexei whacked me off. But the Russians, I think a Russian line like that would be really good.
That'd give you some punch to that line.
Yeah, it would.
Nice spurt to add to the
Oh, piece. No question. Spurt. No, spurt.
Don't do that, John Hadley.
All right, John.
Yeah, no question about it, Chris.
Having said that.
Yeah. And then that one, too.
There's no question about it.
That being said.
Yeah, that being
stop
said.
It.
All right.
Vladimir Orzag.
What position is he going to play, John?
What position, John?
Take care, Ned.
Forward. See you, buddy.
He's going to play right winger.
All right, now we'll do Ned's official.
Thank goodness.
Oh, I feel more comfortable.
I mean, that was great.
Right on time.
It's time now to head outdoors for a man who... Hey, wait a minute. You don't have a sponsor, do you?
No.
Need one.
You know what? For 2006, Ned, we're going to get you a sponsor.
Well, you got to love that. Won't that be fun?
And if there's anyone out there listening, you own a business, you want to sponsor this guy, Outdoors Ned, you know what? You call us, and you can sponsor him every Friday.
You betcha. Every Friday at this very time.
That's right. So Outdoors Ned Spurk joins us. Hello, Ned.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Ned.
What's going on? How was Christmas for everybody?
Wonderful.
Oh, great.
And for you?
Oh, it was terrific.
Well, good.
What'd you get?
I got a new top coat. I know that seems a little odd for an outdoors fella, but I haven't had a top coat. Now I have one.
Well,
what's
good.
A top coat?
That's like
got
an overcoat.
You know, that you can wear over a sport coat, which I never wear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I got one of those. I got a new watch, which is kind of a neat thing. You know, you can wear it. Diving and stuff. I do a little bit of diving. Ooh. And what else? I got some little outdoors things, some gift certificates to Bass Pro Shop and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, good.
How about you guys? What'd you get?
I have a question for you.
Was somebody called in earlier?
Yeah, a listener did several days ago, and he wanted us to ask you what you would recommend. He has a brand new boat, and he can't wait to go find some fish. So he asked, what is the best depth finder or fish finder that you would recommend?
Well, there are a bunch of really good ones. Lowrance, of course, is sort of the granddaddy in that category. They've been around forever, Lowrance. There's another one called Eagle, and then there's a new player, new in the sense that they're just now into the locators and fish finders, called Garmin, and they do a tremendous job. They have, you know, color screens, and I mean, you can really see what's going on down there. So Garmin, I think, is a really good player in the fish finder category now. But the old standby is probably Lowrance. They're very, very good, and all of the sporting goods stores would have those. If he got a new boat, I don't know if it's a bass boat or what kind, but if he's got a foot controlled trolling motor and all that stuff, he's going to want something that doesn't snap on and snap off. It's sort of a permanent fixture. I would say Lowrance or Garmin. Either one of those are pretty good.
Okay. I'm sure he thanks you very much.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I did not get a Lowrance or a Garmin
for
Christmas.
Oh.
You know what I had when I was in there last week, and I forgot to go over this with everybody?
What?
I had a little reindeer trivia.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
Forgot to talk about this, and I thought maybe you guys could maybe guess at a couple of things. For instance, a full-grown reindeer can run and get within 5 miles an hour of how fast they can run. Full-grown.
Full-grown reindeer?
Yeah.
I say
25.
I'd say 45.
I say 85.
I was going to say 40.
85. Wow.
They're not gazelles.
Even a leopard doesn't go that
way. Okay. All right. I'll change my answer to 30 miles per hour.
12 to 15 miles an hour pulling a loaded sleigh.
Whoa.
How about that?
All right. How about 14 miles per hour?
Good. Good. Who said 14?
Don't mean I did.
That's Dan. Yeah.
I did.
Reindeer can carry up to how many pounds, do you think?
Well, Santa weighs pretty...
Yeah, he's a pretty big boy.
All them toys.
400 pounds.
Now, how much can they pull, or how much can they carry?
Carry up to how many pounds?
Oh, wait.
Carry. Like packing them.
Yeah.
Ooh, 200 pounds, I say.
Peon said 400.
Karen said 200.
And I'm going to do like the Price is Right. 401.
Come on down, Dan. You win. You win a reindeer.
Yeah.
300 pounds, which is about what they weigh, by the way.
Wow. You should have said a dollar.
Yeah. You would have had it.
Yeah.
They're kind of like caribou, but they're not really. They're a little bit smaller, shorter, and a little bit heftier and have shorter, stockier legs. But they're kind of a neat animal. They're only about 3.5 feet tall, though, which is about as tall as like a second grade student or something.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think they're bigger than that?
Well, yeah. The antlers, I'm sure, add a little bit to the height.
That gets them up there in height a little bit. I'll tell you what I think is going to be fun outdoors, and one of the things I'm going to do here coming up shortly. Are you guys familiar with the Wild Canid Survival and Research Center?
I am.
No.
I bet
no.
you are, Karen. That's commonly known as the Wolf Sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. I've been there. It's very neat.
Oh, it's very cool, and it goes all year round. I was going to tell everybody, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you call out there and make reservations in advance. You can take a little tour of that place. It's really neat. It was founded by Marlon Perkins in the 70s, I believe, 71. Yeah, it just says right here. And it's 63 acres, so it's not huge, but it's a captive breeding program for red and Mexican gray wolves. And, I mean, it's really a neat deal. The Mexican gray wolf is the most endangered wolf in the world, and they're able to raise them out there, and then they eventually, I guess, let them go into the wild. They have red wolves, which were once native to Missouri. They have maned wolves, which are wolves that have a little bit of mane on the back, are South American wolves. And they have swift foxes. And it's fun. I think it's $9 a piece to go on this little tour. And it's a hoot. I mean, it's a wonderful way to see, wolves in kind of their natural habitat.
And you know what else? They have a great, just for future reference, they have a great Halloween program.
Do they?
That they do every year, yes. So you might want to just kind of remember that and check on it a few months down the road.
You bet.
Where is this place?
It's out, where Lone Elk Park is?
Is it down 44?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not too far from there.
Yeah.
Let me give you that number. Everybody, the listeners, can call and make a reservation. It's 636-938-5900. 636-938-5900. It's really a fun place to go. It's very educational. And while you're out that way, by the way, the World Bird Sanctuary is out in that area.
Oh, I just saw the, what's the guy's, Walter, what's his name, that runs the place? What is that guy's name?
Walter Brennan.
Yeah.
Walter Brennan?
Yeah, Walter Brennan, yeah.
He talks like this a little bit.
Whoa.
Doing the impression.
Walter, and I can't remember the guy, I can't remember his last name. I just saw him. He was on TV today, and he's at the Rose Bowl Parade.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's out there. He was with,
Did he take some of the wild birds out there?
Yeah, he did. He's got an eagle, a big eagle. He's had this eagle on TV. Yeah, seriously, he had this eagle on TV that was designed the stealth out of this eagle. Because this eagle will score and it'll turn and it was cool.
How do you fly with an eagle? What do you have to?
It's fly like an eagle.
Yeah, fly like an eagle. Yeah.
Do you just
I don't
put
know.
A little homing thing on it and meet them there? You take a plane and then the eagle meets you there? How do you?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I guess
you. Yeah, how do you? Do you buy an eagle a seat maybe on the plane?
I would.
He's not going to luggage. I know that.
How does he get through? How does he get through security?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to leave those claws here, buddy.
Check those at the door. That's also out there by Lone Elk Park, and that's a pretty neat deal too. They've got raptor exhibits. They've got, like you're talking about, they've got bald eagles, red-tailed hawks, peregrine falcons, Eurasian eagle owls. I mean, it's really fun. And they have some photo blinds out there where you can kind of get in there with your camera and take pictures. It's really neat. A day trip out there and hitting both of those places would be a lot of fun.
What is a Uranus owl?
What? No, I don't think he's...
What?
What is that? You said Uranus owl.
You must have misheard him.
Yeah, you must have. I don't even know what that sounded like, or I would repeat it if I could.
It's just Dan.
It was some sort of an owl. On.
I think he's got a Uranus fixation, Dan.
I know that.
I love planets. Yeah.
The reason I'm talking about those kind of things is there's not much happening on the... on the fishing front, still do some hunting this time of year.
Do you know what? Outdoors Net, I have to tell you this.
Yes.
5 cents a cut, dipped in grease. Want a piece?
Yeah,
my whirligig, Merle, my guy.
Yes.
Wants to start fly fishing.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And so for Christmas, he got a few things he needed. He already had a rod and reel. And he is signed up for a basic fly fishing course at Bush Wildlife.
Oh, nice! Yeah. Oh, very, very nice.
Yeah.
How do you fillet a fly? And they're tough to catch. Aren't
they're tough to hold down once you got them.
Oh, heck yeah!
Fishing them.
Yeah, man. Fishing them. I thought you swatted them, man.
What pound test he is?
He's real life line fly. Yeah. Those are really great. Those introductory courses are so good, and then. If beyond that, he could try feather craft for a little bit more advanced course. Those are great, too.
Okay.
That's over on Manchester Road.
All right.
Have a great rest of the week, everybody.
Hey, have a great New Year,
Happy
Ned.
Happy New Year,
you
Ned.
You bet. Happy New Year to everybody.
You
Happy
too, Ned.
Happy New Year, Ned. Thanks, Ned.
See you later. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Dan, by the way, that guy's name was Walter Crawford.
Walter Crawford.
And he was Jack Hanna.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jack Hanna. Okay. I saw that today, and I thought that eagle was cool. I hate birds. I cannot stand birds.
Right.
Oh, but, birds of prey, though, are fascinating.
But he's been in a couple stations that I've worked at, and he was he came in. They brought him in the morning show a couple times when I worked on the morning show, and
did
I had
leave the room.
I had to. He brought in these hawks and
those are
big owls and stuff.
Oh, I love owls.
And even though they're holding them down, there's this big long rope though, because they could just go. And fly
then
around the room. Then they're going to attack me and
peck your eyes out.
Really. It's that Alfred Hitchcock movie, The Birds, that scarred me for life. So what do you want to do? Let's do a group decision.
Let's just take a caller.
Group hug.
Okay.
Good for you,
makes the decision.
Group hug. Group hug. Right. No group hug. Right. Lonnie's up first.
Hello, Lonnie.